Hello everybody, it's Ian McKendrick, Watercolour Journey, and I'm at Patchings Art Festival again, and I've managed to track down none other than Jenny Keel. Hi Jenny.
Hello.
How are you finding the festival so far?
It's absolutely magnificent, as always. Best show in the UK, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We absolutely love coming here. It's like going on holiday.
You've been coming here for quite a while, haven't you?
We were at the very first one 20-odd years ago.
Wow.
And David's only missed two in all that time.
Wow.
We absolutely love it. We meet all our friends here. And
yeah. It's as much a community spirit here than anything else, isn't it?
Very much so, yes. A really relaxed atmosphere. And I put that down to Chaz and Liz, who run it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lovely couple. Absolutely. I love the lovely people.
They
yeah.
Are, yes.
I love it too.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, tell us a little about you. Who are you and what do you do?
Okay, well, I'm an artist and a writer. I've been painting since I was a child. I always loved to paint, even when I was very little. And the very first toy that was precious to me was a paint box.
Wow.
And I've been doodling or whatever ever since. You know, some sort of art has always been there around me.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's craft, sometimes I'll do fabric painting or something like that. But there's something creative going on all the time.
Yeah.
And then in my 30s and 40s, as my children were starting to grow up, I joined an art society and got very involved with them, got on the committee, or was their treasurer, so
Wow.
I had to take care of all the money. And then I met David,
yeah.
And everything changed dramatically.
Right.
Really dramatically, because I ran away with him, really.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear. So for those of the listeners who've never heard of Jenny before,
yes.
Jenny's married to David Bellamy, the artist.
That's right.
The world-famous David Bellamy.
That's right, we are. We've been married now for 17 years.
Wow. Okay, so what's it like being married to such a prolific artist? Do you actually get to see him at
all?
I was
going to say, I don't see that much of him when we're at home. The longest conversations we have is when we're travelling in the car together.
Oh, well.
Other than that, it's do this, do that.
Yeah.
And we're off busy. We're very, very busy all the time.
Yeah.
And he can't put a brush down. He's absolutely impossible if he's not painting.
Yeah.
He hates doing admin. He just wants to paint all
yeah.
the time. Or climb the mountains,
yeah.
which is his biggest
yeah.
love, of course.
So what about you? When do you find time to do your art?
It's not easy. It's
yeah.
not easy because I have other interests. I like to go gardening. I love walking.
Yeah.
But actually, the thing that I enjoy most about painting is sketching out of doors.
Do you mean pencil sketching or...?
I actually do a lot of sketching in watercolour.
Really?
Yes, in a cartridge book.
Right.
Especially a hardback book, which then becomes like a sort of a journal.
Right.
And I'll write little notes down to say, oh, I heard of cuckoo or...
journaling is becoming a really popular thing.
I've seen
a few books, actually, on journaling.
I've been doing it ever since I've started painting properly.
Wow.
So I like to keep... So especially travel journals are wonderful.
Yeah.
So, for example... if I'm overseas, I'll take a dedicated book, and in that I will do a day-to-day diary, and all the pictures and the words will mingle together.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll stick in a few bits of collage in as well,
yeah.
just to make it an interest.
Do you share this on the internet at all with
That's
other
very,
people?
It's very interesting because I've shown them to a few people, and then people say to me, oh, you know, you should publish these.
Yeah.
But I don't know, there's something quite personal about them.
I see, yeah.
And I might do. They might sort of pick out some of them and say, oh, okay, this is how I do it.
Yeah.
But I quite like to look at it. What I find is if I'm sat there flicking through it, I'm back in the place where I
yeah.
was. And that's
magical. It's quite therapeutic.
It is. And of course, that doesn't come across to another person. It's
no.
only personal to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah. So, that's really interesting.
And of course, in this country, we David and I walk a lot together.
Yeah.
And there's no more pleasure for me than sitting down on a grassy bank, pencil and a paintbrush in my hand.
Yeah.
It's just heaven to
yeah,
me.
Good, yeah, good, good. And you also work in pastels and watercolours?
I sketch in watercolour, but I mainly paint in pastels.
In pastels,
yes,
yeah.
yeah.
And what sort of subjects do you cover?
I like the landscape, and I like atmosphere. And also I'm really keen on very old buildings. Vernacular architecture, that's my
oh,
passion.
Wow.
And I loved, when you're travelling, to compare how things are done in one section of the UK to another. You know, in the regions,
yeah.
all the architecture is slightly different. And it's wonderful to compare that.
Yeah.
And overseas, of course.
So how did you get into pastel painting then?
That was back in my art group years
right.
ago when I first started. I was painting in watercolour and not doing very well. So a friend of mine said, why don't you try a pastel? And he lent me his pastels set.
Yeah.
And I was just hooked immediately.
Really?
Because instead of having to think in reverse, as you do with watercolour, yeah, and reserve your whites, you can put the white on top. You can make mistakes and you can really mess it up and still,
wow,
get something out of it in the end.
So it's very forgiving medium.
Ever so forgiving. Yeah. And also I think it loosens you up. Once I started painting in pastel, my watercolours improved.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That does happen because suddenly all of the things that were defeating you in watercolour, like the colour and the tone and how to get recession and all that, it becomes so much easier in pastel. And when you go back to watercolour, it's all there. So
yeah,
you think you've mastered that technique.
Yeah.
And now all you've got to do is master it in watercolour.
Yeah, yeah. So who's inspired you? Who do you find as an inspiration?
Well, David,
for you?
Of course.
Oh, of course, yeah.
At the moment, I suppose I vary. At the moment, I love Tim Fisher's work.
I think
he's an excellent painter and tutor. But if you look at great masters, obviously Turner and John Gilpin. I don't know if you've heard of John Gilpin. He was an 18th to 19th century painter who was really, really good. And, of course, pastel masters, Renoir, people
yeah
like that. I think I change. Sometimes I like very loose stuff,
yeah,
and sometimes I like things with lots of detail.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm really keen on Anne Blockley's work as well, because she's very experimental.
Yes,
and
she is.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, it was lovely watching her last year.
Yes.
And it was like living on a knife edge.
Yes.
When she was trying to do this painting in front of everybody,
I know,
and it was all going wrong. Yeah, but she just made it work. She's incredible.
She
yeah
has something special, doesn't
yeah
she?
Yeah, yes, she's very good.
But yes, it varies. I have favourites of the moment.
Yeah, good. So, to wrap things up now, what I'd like to do, if it's possible, is to see if you could share three pearls of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is for people who are thinking about getting into art. What would you say to help them pick up that pencil or that paintbrush? What word of encouragement would you give them?
Don't be afraid of it. Just play. Just enjoy. Because everybody can do it. It's just that we don't think we can. I think the main thing is not to have that preconceived idea that you're not good at it or you haven't got the talent. Because if you can learn to read and write, you can learn
you
to
can do it.
It. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And the second one is for people who have been doing it for a little while, but they've reached a plateau. And what words of encouragement could you give them to help improve their art?
If they're not already doing it, get outside and sketch from nature. Out in the outdoors, that's the
in
place.
In the outdoors, yeah, on plein air, as they say.
That is the place to learn.
Yeah.
Don't work from photographs if you can help it, because you interpret things much differently from real nature than from a photograph.
Yeah, so just get out
that's
there
right
and make it
and
happen.
And, of course, once you're out there, you get the emotion and everything
yeah
comes much more... It becomes more exciting.
Yeah, brilliant.
And once well you get the emotion going, then you start to paint well.
Yeah, good. And for the final pearl of wisdom, I suppose, is how can we make a sustainable living from our art?
Now, that's not an easy one.
It's
There's
not
that many people who are actually making a living from their art. I suppose find what in your work is different to other people's. Try and find your unique
your niche
thing. Yes, and exploit that, because there are so many people out there painting exactly the same as each other. If you can find a route which will take you into something different, and of course the way to do that is to experiment and play and fling your paint around and see what happens.
And it's to be original.
You've
yeah
got to be different.
Yeah.
You have got to be different to everyone else, because otherwise if you're a clone of someone else, you're not really true to yourself.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You've written some books and
yeah
you've also had some DVDs. You also have some of your paintings for sale as well on your website.
Yes, I have got paintings for sale on the website. I've written two books, but only one of them's in print at the moment. The latest one, Painting with Pastels by Search Press. And there's a DVD which goes with that, and there's a special offer for that on my website.
So what is your web address?
You can get me at davidbellamy.co.uk or at jennykeel.co.uk. It takes you to the same
brilliant
website.
And are you doing demonstrations at all?
Not at the moment, but I will be getting back to it soon.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, but we'll keep an eye out on your website.
It'll all be announced
all
on
be
the
there
website and Facebook and Twitter.
Well, yeah. Jenny, thank you very much indeed. It's been a brilliant interview. Thank
okay
you.
Okay, thank you, Ian.